warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidinil mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our brothers and sisters who may be listening over the receivers this part of the night, and also all listeners over Channel Islam, it seems as if it was just a few days ago that we had a program of this nature in this masjid. The whole year went so fast, we just cannot seem to keep pace. So I explained, if I recall, in that last majlis, that this New Year's Eve program is not a New Year's Eve celebration. We haven't gathered here for celebration of New Year's Eve, because we have got nothing to do with this New Year. Our New Year begins with Muharram. This is the New Year for the Christians and for others who do not believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is a calendar which we use for our business purposes and for economic reasons and other reasons, but we know that our calendar begins with Muharram. Again, that beautiful couplet comes to mind, jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, ho ke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. That person who doesn't have the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his heart, then he is even lower than the animals. His status is even lower than that of the animals. If he doesn't have Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat in his heart, and Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have got certain demands. Any person who claims that I've got love for you, then there are certain demands, or there are certain signs that that person has got that kind of love. So in the same way here, the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam demands that we obey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and we obey Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we distance ourselves from all those places, areas, actions, deeds with which Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are displeased. Otherwise, what kind of love is that? Just shedding a few tears is not love. Again, that beautiful incident or story of that person who was sitting by the dog which was dying. So somebody asked him that, why are you tearing? He says, I'm tearing because this dog is dying. So why is the dog dying? It is dying of starvation. So what have you got in the basket? He says, in the basket there's meat, there's bread. So he said, why don't you give that then to the dog? He said, no, tears are free. Tears are free. What does it cost to shed a few tears? But I paid for this meat and I paid for the bread. That is our condition today. That what does it cost to sing a few words of praise of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? That is very cheap, very easy. But when it comes to the demand of obedience, then we find it extremely difficult. Our true colors then show out whether we have love for Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or not. So he said, although this person is a human being, but if he doesn't obey Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then he is worse than an animal. Because that animal is not even answerable, not accountable on the Day of Judgment. So Hazrat Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he says a very beautiful thing. He says that the new year of the disbelievers, it begins with January. It begins with January. Janwar, animal. Ours begins with Muharram, dignity, respect, honor. And theirs begins with January. So those characteristics of the Janwars and of the animals, you will find in those people who will be reveling now and will be celebrating on the streets of the cities of the world, on the beachfront, in the discos, in the cinemas, in the clubhouses, in theaters, in arenas, in parks, in stadiums. What will you get there? The same sifats of the animals. That is what we will get now. Within a few minutes' time, you will find exactly that same behavior. No one will be concerned about morality. No one will be concerned about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's existence. Well, as far as the disbelievers are concerned, those who do not believe in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Day of Judgment, then many times I've explained that this is Jannat for them, they will enjoy themselves. But we are talking about those who have believed in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then there are limitations, there are boundaries that you can entertain yourself, you can enjoy, but there is a certain limit that you can go up to. Beyond that, it is haram, it is forbidden. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala becomes displeased. But what we will find at the beachfront and all these other places of entertainment and pleasure and celebration will be that the people will be unconcerned in the fulfillment of those desires, in the fulfillment of those passions, and in the fulfillment of those emotions which will rise, and those shaitani whisperings that will come. The person will be unconcerned whom he is talking to, who he is touching, whom he is embracing, whom he is kissing, and whom he is indulging with, in what kind of sin. And then they will be drinking, and they will be dancing, and there will be music, and it will be, in other words, free for all. Everybody will be azad, everybody will be free to do whatever they wish to. The police will stand by and watch. As long as they don't get into mischief or crime, then they will be allowed to do whatever they wish to. Now that is the sifat and the characteristic of the janwar. That those animals, you cannot tell them that this is a border, you must not cross over this boundary wall or boundary and go into the other side. Until we do not put a fence there, and that to an electric one, then they will cross over if they find the grass is greener and the pasture is better in the farm of the neighbor. Then they will go there. They will not stop at that boundary line, no matter what a beautiful speech you give to those animals. I mentioned in Ramadan also that if a farmer has to get together all his animals and give the most beautiful speech, in the most beautiful manner, and very polite and humbly and with great respect, he tells those animals that this is the boundary. You should not cross over and go on to the other side. Please respect the boundary of the neighbor, even though the grass is greener on that side. But you must remain on this side because my farm, the land ends here. Which animal will listen to that farmer? In fact, whilst he's giving the speech, they will be on the other side. Before his speech even ends, he'll be on the other side. So this is exactly our situation when we say that we want freedom. We can never be free until our dying day. Our freedom will only come when we take our iman with us. We have to make up our minds whether we are committed to Islam, committed to iman, committed to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or not. Islam does not need us, we need Islam. Allah Ta'ala does not need us, we need Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He gives to us to test us how we make use of those ni'mats and gifts of His. Allah Ta'ala gives health to test us. He gives us sight to test us. He gives us hearing and speech to test us. Allah Ta'ala wants us to enjoy those ni'mats, those bounties of His. But He has placed those boundaries. Those limitations are there, don't go beyond that. Up to that limit a person can enjoy himself, a person can eat well, he can dress well, he can travel in good modes of transport. Many, many times I have said that that is not dunya. Dunya is when these things divert him from the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That when he becomes unconcerned that I am a creature that is accountable, I am the slave of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this chain of slavery that I have got, it will remain with me till my dying day. There is no such thing as freedom from this chain. In fact, when the person binds himself very, very strongly in this chain, that is when he gets true freedom. Wo azad akhtar ghame do jahan se jo ho jaye dil se ghulam e madina. Wo azad akhtar ghame do jahan se ho azad akhtar ghame do jahan se jo ho jaye dil se ghulam e madina. When you become a slave of Madina Sharif, the Nizam of Madina Sharif, that in other words, the teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when we become the slaves of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when we'll be firmly tied with the chains of Muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we will get freedom from all the other worries and concerns. Then that person will get true freedom. But if he's going to tie himself with the chains of the Muhabbat of this world, then of course he will have endless problems. So we have to make up our minds whether we are the slaves of Allah Ta'ala or the slaves of our nafs and slaves of shaitan. I'm not going to give another long and lengthy speech with regards to New Year's Eve because I've been informed, I was away out of the country, but I've been informed that many, many lectures, many, many talks and discussions have already taken place with regards to New Year's Eve. So all I am putting across to you is this, that we are the slaves of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And we have just two enemies to fight, and that is nafs and shaitan. If we get out of their slavery and out of those chains in which nafs and shaitan ties a person, then we will get freedom, true freedom. As I mentioned in one other majlis too, that we haven't heard of a fish up till now saying that I got tired of being in the water. How long will I remain in this water? I'm now a bit tired. I need freedom from the water. I'm catching a cold. We haven't heard any fish complaining that how long am I going to remain deep down in this water. In fact, if we tell that fish that come outside, there's beautiful gardens here, and there's palaces here, and there's beautiful trees, and we've got huge aeroplanes and ships sailing, they say, no, leave me down in this water. I am comfortable and happy here. So a Muslim also must be happy in this commitment to Sharia. Don't look at what is happening around as some sort of enjoyment that we are missing. This is our weakness. That deep down within our hearts, I'm talking about the general Muslim community or most of us, that even if we are restraining ourselves, then deep down our hearts there is a kind of a desire, or there is a kind of sigh and regret that, hi, I'm missing out on what is happening there. If I was not known as a little bit of Sufi sahab wearing kurta and pajama and white topi, if I was not known as a musalli of some masjid, if I was not known as a trustee of some organization, or a chairman or a secretary or a treasurer of some Muslim association, if I was not known to be a deendar person actively taking part in some dini activities, then I too would have been there. That kind of regret must never come in the heart. We must make shukr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Oh Allah, so grateful we are to you that you saved us from those areas where your wrath and anger descends, where there's darkness, there's zulmat. When a person's overall is pitch black, then he will not find any effect of black ink on that overall, because it is pitch black. But if a person has got white clothing, has got on white overall, then even if there's one drop of black ink, it'll stand out. So we say that why those people are there, they don't find any kind of darkness, they don't find any kind of zulmat there. They cannot find it because there is no noor there. So how can you sense the darkness? But those people who have stayed away from sins for a period of time, then ask them that how restless you feel when you commit a sin. So we must make a lot of shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He kept us away from there. Now these are our two enemies, nafs and shaitan. It is easy to even shoot down a lion these days. There's so many people who have got guns and they're experienced in the usage of those guns. So they can go to the Kruger National Park and jump out. We have those guards there. They have their guns and they keep guard over the others. When we were there at the Kruger National Park, so for our Maghrib Salat, we got out in some place that was open, and these guards, they stood on the sides with their guns, that in case some lion tries to make us the breakfast samosa, then at least they will shoot it down. But I must tell you that quite a few of those who made the namaz, that Maghrib namaz, knowing that the lions are also roaming around here, I don't think there was any khushu in that namaz. But in any case, they keep guard. Just like we made namaz, one Maghrib namaz in one of the masjids in Karachi last year. And it was in such an area where the mosquitoes had taken over that masjid. Such a huge army. So in that Maghrib namaz, nobody's mind was in the salat. Somebody making putt this side, somebody making putt this side, somebody put. The only thing we could hear in the namaz was putt, putt, putt. Someone. What else can they do when there's so much of mosquitoes? Nevertheless, what I was saying is that we must not sigh with regret that, hi, what I am missing out on, what I am missing out on. We must make shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, it is your ihsan upon us. We are so grateful to you that of the millions and millions of Muslims around the world who will be celebrating, they will be actually indulging in those sinful activities. We know that during our school days also it was the in thing to be out on the streets. Those days we didn't even have programs of this nature. We didn't even have those kind of radio stations where these type of programs were conducted to warn the people that they should not be going there. Even the language in which the bayans were given were mostly not understood by us. Very few understood Urdu. So it was something that we couldn't understand. And there was not much of an effort also, because those people who were supposed to be leading us, they were also partying. So there was nothing really strange if somebody had to go out and indulge in those activities. But now we are fortunate that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has opened the doors for our hidayat. So many different sources we are being warned from, different avenues. So we should be making shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that you kept us away from that place which would have brought restlessness in our lives. Because it definitely brings restlessness, uneasiness. The person's sleep is gone. And how many will then make fajr, in fact, after that? So we should be expressing a kind of happiness that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala kept us away from there. So these two enemies of ours, they are our declared enemies. So what I was saying is that it is easy to shoot down a lion. It is easy to shoot down an elephant when they want to transport or when they want to move those elephants from one jungle to another. Then they dart it and after that they can transport it and move it. So to shoot down these huge animals has become easy. But this animal of the nafs, it is something that we cannot seem to shoot down. It requires an effort. That restraining power Allah Ta'ala has given to everyone. Now what is it that kept us here? This part of the night, which place we will ever go and attend bayans? But in such numbers, when you come this part of the night here, what does it indicate? That we all have a willpower. And if we make use of that willpower, then nothing stops us. That Allah Ta'ala has given us a willpower. All that is required is to exercise it, to use it, and stay away from those places. To say that we cannot manage, we cannot do it, how can we stay away? They are just excuses, lame excuses. Allah Ta'ala has given us the himmat. Now how pleased and happy Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must be with those young people who could have been also one of those that was celebrating in those evil and haram places. But they said that for the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, I am going to restrain myself and I will instead or listen to some bayan, or participate in some zikr, or engage in some tilawat, or go and sleep at home. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will become so pleased that He gives him the sweetness of iman in his heart. And this builds up over a period of time. If the person continues making the effort, then it builds up. Wallah, without a word of lie, I am telling you that after this Ramadan, so many young people have written. At the airport just before my departure, a young person gave me a letter and he says, I'm giving you this in the last moments. But in any case, what he mentioned there was the difference in his life from what he was to what he is. The person who was indulging in so many different kinds of sins. But now that young person, he says that for the whole year, he says, before I could count on my fingertips, on my fingers I could count the number of namazes that I made. For the month or for the year, he could count on his fingers so many namazes he made. That means one or two a week or probably a Jummah Salat or whatever it may be. And he says, now I can count on my fingers the number of Jamaat Salat that I missed. Not namaz. Namaz, he says, is punctual. But Jamaat, Salat with Jamaat, he says, I can count it on my fingertips. And I haven't raised a second glance at a woman on the street again. Accidental first glance, but after that I haven't raised a second glance. Now you think that is easy for a young person who's not even married. But then he explains that what kind of enjoyment he is getting now in his heart. Just this morning I received one email from another young brother who is out of the country at present. And then he's talking about not only the Salat now, before it was one Salat a week or one Jummah or something of that nature, and now he's talking about not even missing the Tahajjud Salat, and the enjoyment that he's getting now in the recitation of the Quran Sharif. There is a kind of enjoyment, there is an enjoyment, but it's just that we have become like that worm, that example of that worm, that worm was told that there is a very, very juicy grape up this vine. Now that worm set out for that juicy grape, but instead of going for the juicy grape, it landed on a leaf, green leaf. So that worm thought that this is that juicy grape. So it passed its time on that leaf, spent all its time on that leaf, until its qabristan became that leaf. So we also know that there is such a thing as sweetness of iman. We know that there is such a thing as qurb of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We know that there is such a thing as muhabbat and love of Allah ta'ala. We know that there is such a thing as love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we know that there is such a thing as peace, tranquility, serenity, joy, happiness within. There is. These are realities. But when we set out, then somebody landed on the television and thought, well, this is the juicy grape. So passed all its time on the television. And said, well, what lovely enjoyment I am getting here. See what I am seeing here. Somebody landed in a cinema. Somebody landed in a theater. Somebody landed in that now or never show. Somebody landed in some other place and thought that this is the juicy grape and passed all its time. But if only that worm went a little up and had a slight taste of the juicy grape, then you would have forgotten all those leaves, no matter how green they may have been appearing. So if we just move away a little from our haram, from our evils, then we will find what peace and sukoon within the hearts. Again, jisse hai aap khush is jahan mein, وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں جس سے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں دیکھ کر میرے اشک ندامت ابر رحمت کی بارش ہے جام. O Allah, with whomsoever you are pleased, that person is day and night in gardens and looking at the tears of regret and shame over my sins being shed from my eyes and rolling down my cheeks. Abre rahmat ki barish hai jaame. The rains of rahmat are coming down on my heart. Outwardly the person is crying over his sins, but inside his heart he is getting a kind of enjoyment and a happiness. It is like that flower which is blooming in the midst of thorns. We say that how can that person be one side crying and inside is getting happiness? How can that person be restraining himself from haram and inside his heart be getting happiness and sweetness of iman? Well, haven't we seen flowers blooming in the midst of thorns? Don't we know of the waterproof watches? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then makes this heart's gham proof. If the Swiss can make watch which is waterproof, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes the hearts of the Ahlullah gham proof. And outside they can be thorns, but Allah ta'ala gives them a kind of happiness within. So we should be expressing a kind of happiness. We should not be sitting here too and then thinking that I'm missing out on something, I'm missing out on something. We are not missing out on anything. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives sweetness of iman in the hearts. It's a reality. All we have to do is go a little above, leave those green leaves and go a little above, and we will get the juicy grape. So as far as the celebrations of New Year's Eve is concerned, as I said, I'm not going to be discussing it at length or even giving a speech on it, because all of us know that it has got nothing to do with the Muslim's way of life. It has got nothing to do with Islam. All we have to do is shoot down nafs and shaitan. Once we do that, then we will be successful. That's all. These two enemies of ours, and declared enemies. The other night there was a nikah here. One cricketer was getting married, who plays for the Natal team. So while they were signing the register, then spontaneously I just told him, I said, look, bhai, in a cricket match, what you try to do is you try to bowl the batsman out, or you try to catch him out, or you try to stump him out, or you try to run him out. So in marriage, you must not try to run your wife out, or stump her out, or catch her out, or bowl her out. You must be the captain, she must be the vice captain. Play on the same side of the team, have consultation, and then you must bowl in such a way that you bowl out nafs and shaitan. Your opposition is nafs and shaitan. You must not allow nafs and shaitan to hit you for a six. So that is exactly what we have to do. We have to bowl out nafs and shaitan. At present, nafs and shaitan hits us for boundaries. So take lessons even from those cricket matches and those cricket teams. Otherwise, we are heading for disaster. I think this must be the third time that I am mentioning this incident in this masjid of that young woman who said that she went to the cricket ground with her husband to see the cricketers play. South African team play the Pakistani team. And some Pakistani stole her heart. And as a result, now she cannot sleep. She is restless. And she uses the word, I'm going mad in his love. So much so that my husband, whom I dearly loved, his love has left my heart. When I'm sleeping with him, I'm fantasizing about that cricketer. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. Now who is responsible for this? Now where is the happiness left in that woman's marriage? This is just one incident that I've repeated now. There are so many such kinds of incidents. So going to these type of places will not bring any kind of peace and happiness and sukoon in a person's life. Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they are not our enemies. Allah Ta'ala dearly loves us. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam dearly loves the Ummah. Therefore they want to see us enjoy the best of this world and the best of Akhirat. They don't want us to suffer in this world and suffer in the Akhirat. Allah Ta'ala wants to make this world also a Jannat for us, a paradise for us, and want to give us in the Akhirat also a paradise. Our homes must become paradise on earth. Our lives must become the lives of Jannatis. But when will it come? When we just take those few steps towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Just the other night, upon the return from Karachi, I mentioned in that first majlis that we had to go up 2 floors at the airport. But when we looked at the escalator, it was stopped. So looking up, we thought that this is a very difficult thing, and especially for myself, in the heart condition, being a heart patient, I said, well, this is not going to be possible to go right up. Or even if I'm going to go, then there's going to be it's going to be painful. But then I said, no, let me put my leg onto that first step of the escalator. Because sometimes it happens that it is stopped, but it moves as soon as you step onto it. And that's exactly what happened. The first step on the first rung, and immediately started moving, and we were taken right up with no movement after that at all. So if we are going to look like that, it seems a very, very steep road, very difficult. How are we going to climb? How are we going to become Allah's walis? It's very difficult. It's not for us, it's for those who are born walis, born angels. It's nothing of that sort. It's extremely easy. Just put one leg on the nafs, one on shaitan, and we are there. If we just put one leg on the nafs itself, after that the escalator will take you right through. It will get us connected with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, you and I, we have stayed away from those places of temptation. It is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fazl and ihsan upon us. We should make shukar of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So if we take these few steps towards Him, then see how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes the rest easy. It's not difficult. Taqwa is not something that is very difficult. To stay away from haram is for our own good. It will bring us peace and happiness. Which person has engaged in a haram and he has truly found happiness? After a few days, after a few months, can that person say that now he's found enough enjoyment and happiness? The more crime he commits, the more restlessness. The more adultery and fornication, the more restlessness. Even if he has to drink the whole ocean of water, it is not going to quench his thirst. Sins will never quench the thirst of desires. The desire to sin will increase, and then it will increase to such a level that this person will become the slave of desires, and then he will not be able to get out. It will be that tree which has grown too big to uproot now. The person planted a thorn tree, as an example, it is given by Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, he plants a thorn tree. So somebody tells him to remove it. He says, tomorrow. He says, remove it. He says, tomorrow. He goes on saying, tomorrow, tomorrow. In the meantime, what happened is that the people after that saw that this person is not removing it. This tree has grown very big and causing a lot of injury to people that are passing by. So they report it to the municipality. And then he gets a notice that he must remove it or he will be fined. So now he decides to remove it. But when he goes to see the tree, it has grown so big that he doesn't have the strength now, because he's gone old and weak and his back is bent and he's gone feeble, and the tree has gone very, very strong. So he gives this as an example that in the early days, if a person uproots the tree of sin, it is easy. He just has to put his hand there and pull it out. But if he's going to say, not today, tomorrow, not today, tomorrow, then that tomorrow, tomorrow, what is going to happen is that the roots of those sins will go very deep into his heart. And in the meantime, his resistant power is going to get weak, weaker and weaker by the day. Then if he wants to stay away from those porn sites on the internet, then he's not going to be able to do so, because the temptation will be great, and he will make tawbah in the masjid, but he'll go back onto it. Now when he wants to stay away from those illicit beloveds of his, he's not going to be able to do that, because over such a long period of time he has indulged in haram. So it'll become extremely difficult then. Then he will need a bulldozer to get that root of that tree out. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the realization that this world is transitory and we have been sent here for a certain purpose. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has asked us to make the dua. He himself has taught us the dua. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Oh Allah, give us hasana fid dunya. So to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the best of this world and the best of the akhirat, Allah ta'ala himself saying that ask. So ask of the good things, and it has got a deep meaning. Yes, everything that a person requires to make the worldly life comfortable, happy, prosperous, full of satisfaction, joy and happiness is asked for in this comprehensive dua. And then Allah Ta'ala will give in the akhirat too. So it's not that Allah Ta'ala will deprive the person. And I have mentioned many, many times, and now we can actually, we've got so many examples now. So many examples we have got, that you ask them, that after giving up the life of sin, when they adopted the life of taqwa, or at least somewhere along the line they've adopted some taqwa, then has their life become boring? To the outside person it seems boring. A bank manager, when he gave up sins in his life, a person who never used to even make 5 times namaz, 1 namaz a week if he made, it was too much. And he is quite happy even if his name is mentioned, but I'm not going to mention his name because no more here in Durban. So he, when he gave up all his bad and evil habits and became a namazi and he kept a beard, and then finally he made up his mind that he wants to even get rid of the TV from his home because it brought so much of bala into the house and restlessness in the lives. Don't argue about whether it is permissible to watch this or watch that. 1 or 2 programs do not make it halal. We must look at the 80 to 90% content of that television screen. What is it? 80 to 90%. If it's nothing but haram. Look at the filth that it brings into our lives and into our homes and into our rooms. And the restlessness that it brings. And the problems that it is creating. So when he decided to get rid of it, so now the question was, what must he do? Sell it? Or give it away to some person who doesn't believe in Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? What must he do? So after some discussion, then he decided to give it to those people who are doing target practicing. They take the guns and they practice shooting. So he gave the television to them. They must take it and go and do the targeting there. So one of his managers or manager of another bank or directors, when there was a meeting, so they were discussing some issue and they said that, did you see that on television last night? He said, I don't have a television. So I said, are you mad? Are you mad that you don't have a TV? He says, I told them, yes, I had one, but after I've got rid of it, I'm not missing anything. I catch up with the news on the radio station, or I catch up with the news in the newspapers, but I'm not missing it. And the benefits after he had got rid of it, he mentioned. So he says they were surprised. How, he says, as if he was an abnormal person now. He was a normal person if when he had it, but now he's gone an abnormal person. But yet he's got the same intelligence, in fact he's got more respect, and he stands with more dignity, and he's still the manager of some other big institution in another country. Everything. But just because he doesn't have that, now he's gone an abnormal person. So we will not become abnormal. Yes, in the eyes of those fools we may become abnormal, but in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala we will become perfectly normal. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq to make amal on the teachings of Allah ta'ala and his beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so that the ummah become the recipient of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy, kindness, forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala's nusrat and help. We know what the ummah is facing throughout the world. Who does not know? Every day we are talking about the problems in Chechnya, Bosnia, Palestine, Kashmir, India, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Muslim countries of the world, and even the other continents of the world. Everywhere there is nothing but hassles. one young person who is training to become a pilot, and he brought about a dramatic change in his life over the past year. He used to attend the majlises very regularly and brought about a dramatic change in his life. I received an email from him just a day or two ago, in which he mentions that wherever he is now, I'm not giving you the details, where this person is now under training, so there he says that I tried to avoid with the colleagues there of his. They're going to the clubs there, they're going to the cinemas there in their free time, or they watch the porn sites on the internet and all those kinds of things. Now he goes for namaz during his spare time. He's reading the Quran Sharif, or he's reading some good Islamic literature, or he's watching the religious sites on the internet. So they reported him that this person looks very suspicious and he must be a terrorist. And they gave him a lot of hassles. Why? Because he was avoiding those evil sites on the internet and he was watching religious sites. So in their sight, this person becomes abnormal. But in the eye of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this person is absolutely normal. And Allah Ta'ala then opens the doors for him. So now this young person away from home, I mean, he could be free to do whatever he wished to. Now what is it that is keeping him away from all those things? And he says he's finding such happiness. Pity I haven't carried the letter. But if you listen to it, it will make you thirst for that kind of experiences. What happiness he's getting in his namaz, in his tilawat, and etc. A young person. Sometimes words fail. We don't have words in the as it is said, Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah says that when the fragrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's closeness and qurb comes, then the dictionary doesn't have words to describe that fragrance. How can we describe it? It is something that you have to taste it. May Allah Ta'ala give me a taste of that and everyone also. And may Allah Ta'ala bless you and reward you abundantly for staying away from those areas and coming in such numbers here this part of the night. It is indeed a gift of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So what we are going to do now is we'll be making Zikrullah, which will take us just past the midnight, so that it will drown the sounds which will be coming from outside. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I was planning to read to you something else from this Muraqabah Maut, but as I always say, that whatever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wills and puts into the mind, it is beneficial for myself or somebody in the audience, and that is the best. Read the Durood Sharif in a minute.
Yaar rahe ya rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu. Yaar rahe ya rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu. Mujhko faqad tujh se ho mohabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahu. Har dam zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahun sarshar rahun. Har dam zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahun sarshar rahun. Hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka tera magar hoshyar rahun. Ab to rahe bas taad-e-aakhir wird-e-zubaan ae mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی جنوں انسوں حوروں ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کون مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا اے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ
او مائی بلوڈ اللہ نفس اینڈ شیطان ہیو بوتھ گینگڈ اپ اگینسٹ می اینڈ دے ہیو براٹ مائی ڈسٹرکشن over Allah, from that high pedestal it has dragged me down to the gutter level. Oh Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left us on such a height of dignity, of honor. But nafs and shaitan, oh my beloved Allah, my obedience to them has brought upon myself nothing but humiliation, disgrace, shame. Nobody respects the ummah anymore. Nobody passes the hand of affection and love over the heads of the ummah anymore.
نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ
او مائی مولا او مائی پروٹیکٹر او مائی اللہ ہیلپ می اسسٹ می آئی وانٹ یور پروٹیکشن فرام دا اٹیکس آف نفس اینڈ شیطان
نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نامسیح تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ
او اللہ ان یور انٹائر کریشن دیر از نو بڈی مور بلیک ہارٹڈ دین مائی سیلف ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس مسٹ تھنک آف اور سیلوز ایز دا گریٹسٹ آف سینرز آن ارتھ We must think of others as better than ourselves. But he says, O Allah, irrespective of what the condition of my heart may be, but you are ghaffar, you are so forgiving, you are so merciful. You dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. O Allah, forgive my sins.
نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نامسیح تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ إلا الله محمد رسول الله مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہیچ ہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے बहुत दिनों रह चुका निकम्मा, बस अब मुझे काम का बना दे। मैं कब से हूँ महव ख्वाब गफलत, बस अब जगा दे, बस अब जगा दे। हर दम करूँ मैं ए मेरे बारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा, मिसले गुबार में हूँ। रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा, मिसले गुबार में हूँ। तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल हैं, बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ। मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो, बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ। रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर, बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ। रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर, बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ। हर दम करूँ मैं ऐ मेरे बारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। गुना में आलूदा हो रहा है, रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे मआल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे मआल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा। تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ
کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو، تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش، تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو، بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو، رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ايوه رحيم الله. Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, Oh my most merciful Allah, Oh my dear beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are grateful to you that you saved us from being in those places where your wrath and anger descends. Oh Allah, you saved us from being in those places where your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is displeased with our being. Ay mere Allah, we are grateful to you that you gave us the tawfiq of making zikr, of making tilawat. Oh Allah, you gave us the tawfiq of making ibadat. Ey mere pyare Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak. Oh Allah, protect us and safeguard us from all haram, indecent, shameless deeds and activities. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. This part of the night we are extending them before you. Habere Allah, what else has kept us here except your love and, oh Allah, the fear of your azab. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, do not return our hands empty. Ey mere pyare Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah. You dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Oh my beloved Allah. Such a large congregation of young brothers, oh my beloved Allah. And oh Allah, so many of them listening over the receivers. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one. Ya Allah, oh my Allah, open your doors of maghfirat for us. Open the floodgates of your rahmat for us. Oh my Allah, who else is there that we can turn towards besides you? Ya Allah, we are confessing before you. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging, we are confessing. Oh my Allah, that we are your sinful servants. Ya Allah, we have abused your gifts. We have abused your bounties. You could have seized us the moment we committed sins. You could have made us blind, deaf, oh Allah. You could have paralyzed us there and then when we were committing sins. Ya Allah, you could have caused the angel of death to extract our souls from our bodies when we were committing adultery or fornication or popping drugs in our mouths or watching the evil on the television screen or when we were in the cinemas or theaters or discos. Oh my Allah, you could have seized us there and then. But how kind you are, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you. You are Kareem, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, give us all long life. Bless us with good health. Ya Allah, bless us with good health. Spiritual health and physical health. We are physically ill and we are spiritually sick. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing in their homes, in the hospitals, wherever they may be. Ya Allah, give them complete cure from all their ailments. Ay mere pyare Allah, we are tapping at your door. For there is no other door for us besides your door. There is no other home for us where we can beg besides your home. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you. Ya Allah, bless us with prosperity. Bless us with happiness. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, provide for us from sources unknown to us. Why should we go towards haram when there is no limit to your treasures, O my Allah? Ya Allah, provide for us from your halal treasures, O my Allah. O my Allah, protect us and safeguard us from going towards haram. Ya Allah, bless us with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, O Allah, remove their financial difficulties. Ya Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whom you have given children, O my beloved Allah. Even this very night, so many parents are shedding tears for they do not know where their children are.
Oh by Allah, the children have become rebellious. Oh by Allah, give tawfiq to those children. Oh by Allah, give tawfiq to those children to respect and obey the parents and to be obedient to you. And oh Allah, bring them back onto Sirat Mustaqim. Oh Allah, from those vice dens and from the dens of drugs and evil, Allah, take them out and bring them back onto Sirat Mustaqim. But give the parents the hidayat and the guidance, oh Allah, to give a proper upbringing to those children, to give them Islamic education, oh Allah, and to give them protection, oh my beloved Allah. Put the love of children into the hearts of the parents. And oh Allah, put the love of parents into the hearts of the children. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Oh my beloved Allah, homes have become Jahannam on earth. Allah, due to quarrels and arguments and oh Allah, division and disunity, homes have become Jahannam on earth. Allah, change the conditions, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, put happiness and joy to the hearts. Unite the hearts in love and affection for each other. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my Allah, the enemies have ganged up against the Muslim ummah. But oh Allah, we ourselves have brought about so much of destruction. Ay Mereb, Ya Re Allah, unite our hearts with muhabbat and love for each other. Ay Mereb, Ya Re Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with your qurb. Bless us with your muhabbat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with tawakkul in you. Bless us with trust in you. Oh Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of ma'rifat. Ya Allah, do not distance us from you. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the sweetness of iman in our hearts. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of iman in our hearts. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you. Such a bond with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ay mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta ho main teri pana. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ay mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta ho main teri pana. Oh Allah, nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. They want to bring disgrace and humiliation and embarrassment upon us. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left the ummah in a state of glory. Oh Allah, the Sahaba-i-Kiram had maintained that glorious position. Oh my Allah, but because of our sins, oh my Allah, in the following the Western way of life, and oh Allah, indulging in all kinds of haram deeds and actions, oh Allah, we have brought about such humiliation and disgrace upon ourselves that oh Allah, there's nobody to pass the hand of love and affection over the ummah's head anymore. Lekin mere Allah, tu maaf karne wala Allah hai. You love forgiveness, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were from the Kuffar and the Mushrikeen, from the Yahud and the Nasara. But when you bless them with hidayat, oh Allah, when they accepted Islam, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Oh Allah, you became pleased with them and they pleased with you. Ya Allah, if you could have brought about such dramatic changes, what is it difficult for you to change the direction of our lives? Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Oh Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Amara ghaflat mein duba hua dil badal de mere maula. Mere Allah, hawa wa hirs wala dil badal de. Mere maula, ghaflat mein duba dil badal de. Ya Allah, if men can go undertake transplant of hearts, Ya Allah, from one body they take out a healthy heart and place it into the chest of a person who had a very damaged heart. Ya Allah, if men can undertake such kind of transplants, what is it difficult for you, O my beloved Allah, to transplant a healthy spiritual heart into our bodies? Ya Allah, our hearts have become damaged beyond repair. Our spiritual hearts have become damaged beyond repair. O Allah, bypasses will not help anymore. O Allah, we want a complete transplant of a healthy spiritual heart. A heart which will be throbbing with your love, O Allah. Throbbing with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, no more throbbing with the love of film stars, oh my Allah. No more throbbing in the love of film actresses, oh my beloved Allah. Ay mere pyare Allah, let our hearts beat with your love, with your muhabbat, and the muhabbat of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, our parents, brothers and sisters, wives and children, or anybody in the ummah of Rasulullah s.a.w. who has passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Allah, assist and help the Muslim ummah. Don't look at our weakness, oh my Allah. We acknowledge, indeed we are extremely weak. But oh my Allah, if you are going to look at our weakness, then we will face nothing but destruction. Ya Allah, look at the tears of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which flowed for this ummat. Allah, look at the blood of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which flowed for this ummat. Allah, with the barakat of those tears and with the barakat of that blood, Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the entire ummat. Ya Allah, you are the same Allah that was in Badr. You are the same Allah that was in Uhud. You are the same Allah that was in Khandaq. You are the same Allah that was in Fatah Makkah. You are the same Allah that sent the Ababil, O Allah, to destroy the army of Abraham. Allah, bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Give them guidance, O my beloved Allah. Bless them with Islam and Iman. But O Allah, if they become obstinate and they have made up their minds that they will cause destruction and havoc in the Muslim Ummah, then O Allah, you destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah, cause the planes to crash. O Allah, cause the ships to sink. Send gale force winds against them. Send, O Allah, earthquakes and tremors. O my beloved Allah, then destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Allah, create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Allah, destroy their coalitions and alliances. May Allah, you are powerful, you are almighty. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. No weakness has come in you, O my Allah. We have become weak. May Allah, with the barakat of this Mubarak gathering, Ya Allah, this part of the night, young people who are raising their hands above, oh my Allah, have mercy on us. Ay Allah, humare haal par raham kar le. Ay Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any cinema or theater or disco or club. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us popping drugs into our mouths or with bottles of wine in our hand or committing adultery or fornication or being this night, oh my beloved Allah, in any of those haram places. Allah, the ummah at large today, oh my beloved Allah, knowing fully well what is happening around the world, are still in such kind of haram places. Ya Allah, give them hidayat also. Give them hidayat also. Give them realization also. Ay mere pyare Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. All the goodness that he asked for the ummah, Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents and children with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect us, protect our wives and children, and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, accept our du'as with the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يَصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. ما شاء الله, may Allah تبارك وتعالى accept your sitting and remaining awake in Ibadat this part of the night, but now that should not lead us to sleep at the time of Fajr. Fajr Salat, try and make it with Jamaat in the masjids. Otherwise the Ibadat of the whole night will go waste. But now avoid going even to those areas to just see now what's left over of the New Year's. There'll be nothing left over except filth. So go home, relax, put your alarms, ask somebody to telephone you, make some arrangement. When a person is catching a flight and he's got to catch a flight 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, how the person is alert. He doesn't say that now because I didn't sleep up till now, so let me have a good sleep now till next morning. He knows his flight is going to take off, so he's alert.
And most of the international flights nowadays from other countries, they take off late night. So sometimes we're catching a flight 1 o'clock, sometimes 3 o'clock, sometimes 2 o'clock, but the person is awake right from Isha times, waiting for the flight. So like that, there is a flight which we have to board, the Fajr flight. So stay awake and alert. If you have to sleep also, what do we do at the airports? We tell somebody, look, I'm just dozing off for a little while, but you keep guard over the baggage also, and over myself also, that I don't depart from this world. So you put somebody on guard there. And the person keeps a check on the baggage also. It will not become like two friends of mine. I told them that must stay awake and get me up at a certain time. After a little while, when I checked, both of them were snoring. So we have to be awake. Both were snoring. So I just told them, I too was snoring, then the plane would have taken off. So it's not difficult. All it requires a little bit of effort. Allah Ta'ala makes it easy, inshallah. MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala give you all the best of rewards. Allah Ta'ala give you all good health, long life. The best of this world to Allah must give you all so much happiness in His ibadah, in His zikr, in His obedience, that you must forget what is enjoyment in sins. Sins must become hated, disliked. It must be like filth in our sight. Mustn't worry about what people say, as long as the person himself gets sukoon in his heart, then what he must worry about what people say? People can say that you are bored, you are living in the camel age and you're not enjoying life. But what do they know, what enjoyment Allah Ta'ala gives within the hearts? May Allah Ta'ala bless each and every one of you once again with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.